Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So, Rob, I don't know if you know this, but George Karlaftis is tied for first in the National Football League with pressures. He is tied with Aiden Hutchinson. Both of them have 31 pressures. Now, I feel like you and I watch these games. I don't see him being that disruptive, but I'm not here to argue with the numbers. So I saw that George Karlaftis has tied for the most pressures in the entire National Football League with 31. I then saw that Chris Jones was tied for defensive tackle for third with 20. So between Chris Jones and George Karlaftis, the raw numbers are telling me that they have 51 pressures between the two of them, which seemed like a whole lot. But then I saw Dan Orlowski tweet out pass rush win rate, which honestly, I have no clue what that means. I feel like we have done up with advanced metrics, which is fine. It's all tools. It's all numbers. It's all information. So Dan Orlowski tweeted out that they are 23rd in the NFL on pass rush win rate. Now, I'm sitting here thinking, and maybe I should know this. You guys are saying, how do you not know that? You work in sports. And that's maybe a fair stance to have. Wait. You're telling me that they have the person who is number one in pressures in the league. They also have the third best defensive tackle also in pressures in the league. But yet they're bottom 10 in pass rush win rate. How can both of those things be true? Maybe I don't know what a pressure is anymore. That's what it made me feel like. It made me feel like I have no clue with what a pressure is. And also made me feel like in some of these numbers, you just got to trust your instincts. We watch these games. You watch their defensive line. Do you feel like they have one of the most disruptive pass rushers in the league when you watch the games? Because that's what these numbers would tell you. They would tell you that George Karlaftis is one of the most disruptive pass rushers in the game. It would tell you that Chris Jones is still one of the most disruptive guys in the game. Is that the feeling that you guys are getting when you're watching these games? Because I'm not getting those. I'm getting the numbers I got from Dan Orlowski. That's how they feel like. They feel like they're ranked 23rd. He also did the last 4 years. So the Chiefs, they were 5th in 2022. They were 11th in 23. They were 19th last year. And they are 23rd so far this season. That seems to me to be in line with what I'm seeing as I'm watching the games. I'm watching a D-line that is less effective at being able to win their matchup up front, disrupt timing, and get to the quarterback. But then I'm looking at pressures, which obviously matter, and you're telling me that they're one of the best teams in the league at getting to the other team's quarterback. I don't know which number to trust.
Okay, so I don't mean to discount one of the numbers. That's fine. But I'm going to discount pressures because the eye test and that win rate number seem to match up. They seem to coalesce because they always seem to be, when they were at their best, they seem to do a great job getting pressure on the quarterback, especially with their front four. They did an incredible job of it. I don't think they were great at it last year. Some of it's a minute who's injury. Some of it's just, attrition, whatever. And I feel like when I watch these games, they are bad at it this year. And I feel like if you follow a bunch of the film analyst people, the eye in the sky don't lie type of people, you know, your Matt Bowens, your Seth Kaisers, those types, you see their work, you talk about, read their articles, you get a lot of, man, the Chiefs front four is not doing a good job. So I'm going to follow the stat that follows what I'm reading in other publications and what my eyes say, which is that the Chiefs pressure win rate is bad. And if the Chiefs pressure win rate is bad, that would explain why their D-line has been so mediocre this season. Like, we and you have talked about it. Where have they been? So I'm going to discount the pressure stat and look more at the win rate stat.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm telling you guys that sometimes there are some things that maybe they're outside my purview. Like, I'm reading this right here. I feel like the Chiefs' D-line is disruptive. They just can't get home. They can't contain and they can't wrap up the quarterback. Then you're not disruptive. What are we talking about then? That's all that really matters, is it not? That's all that really matters. The pressures sound good, but are you using them to be disruptive? Are you using them to bring the quarterback down? And the answer is no. Chris Jones has 5.5 sacks in his last 27 games. He ain't getting to the other team's quarterback. You ain't that disruptive. You ain't creating sacks. So I don't know. I'm not sure. Someone on the text line says, CDOT, they've been playing against running quarterbacks. That's football in 2025. The days of the Eli Manning stand back there like a statue quarterback, that time's completed. There's not many of those in the league anymore. Everybody has a quarterback that's a little bit mobile.
I also, yes, you're correct. I also disagree with the idea they've played only mobile quarterbacks. Let's not confuse Trevor Lawrence for Lamar Jackson.
Or Russell Wilson.
It's not like Justin Herbert is the reincarnation of Mike Vick out there. Russell Wilson runs in cinder block shoes. He can't get away from anyone. Yes, Jalen Hurts is a running quarterback, but it's not like they have a lot of design runs for him other than the tush push. He actually has a little more pocket passer energy than people think. Like, it's not like they faced Vic, Lamar Jackson, and Randall Cunningham in back-to-back weeks. It's just guys have been running on them. It's not that they are facing running quarterbacks. Like, I bet if you pulled the numbers, I'm betting that Trevor Lawrence was not one of the better running quarterbacks in the NFL before Monday night, and then he just broke loose. Like, that, I don't think he's a runner by nature.
I think that Trevor Lawrence is maybe like the... You know how we use like Alex Smith as like a baseline for like, you have a good quarterback, but not a great quarterback. Trevor Lawrence is like the baseline for quarterback athleticism. He's average athleticism compared to other NFL quarterbacks. He's not a statue, but he's also not one of the more athletic QBs. Like, I don't think he's as athletic as Patrick Mahomes is. He's certainly not a Kyler Murray level athlete or Jalen Hurts or Lamar Jackson or Josh Allen. He's not one of those guys. He's fine athletically. So again, the same way that we use Alex Smith as like a frame of reference, like, oh, he's like Alex Smith. Yeah, that's kind of what Trevor Lawrence is, I would say, from an athleticism standpoint. I'm not here to disrespect his athleticism, but he also isn't a guy that you got to be hyper afraid of to take off running, at least not the way that he looked on Monday night.
I also tell you that I think he's more athletic than Justin Herbert. So the idea that they've played running quarterbacks, Justin Herbert made a running play against the Chiefs. No one has confused Justin Herbert for running quarterback. Like, I don't mean to disparage people who are more athletic than me, athleticism, but would you have Justin Herbert in the top 15 as far as athleticism among quarterbacks in the NFL? He's far more this era's Matt Stafford than he is this era's, you know, Lamar Jackson. So he's not a runner in my mind at all.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.